Welcome back to the Big Game Record Series, part of the Stag Raw podcast. These are just little snippets from Bruce Bamwell's The Red Deer Part 2, New Zealand Big Game Record Series, for the NZDA, of course. MB Lockhead, this one, Barrier River, Pike Watershed, Lower Hollyford River System from 1962. We're doing the Wakatipu Manapouri herd. It's 8x8, it's 42x41.6, and a spread of 36.4. The span is 28.4. The beams are heavy, 7 and 1 by 6 and 6. Coronets are 9 and 6 by 9 and 5. Brow tines are 14 and 1 by 14 and 2. Bays are 10 by 11 and 1. Trays are 11 and 6 by 12. Inner royals of 9 and 3 by 9 and 2. Outer royals of 6 and 3 by 4 and 6. Back tine is 17 by 20 and 2. Outer off the back tine of 4 and 4 by 9 and 3. And inner off the back tine of 9 and 5 by 12 and 3 for a nice 3.43 and a quarter. There on the Douglas system. Norman Lockhead was hunting in the Pike River area with three companions, Doug Hood, Ed Shearer, and a man named Robertson. Legend. The party had stalked the Lake Wilmot area, the Forgotten River, and the Barrier. It was the Barrier Valley where Lockhead set off one morning in the company of Doug Hood, fording the Barrier on several occasions until well up the branch they were negotiating. Climbing about 2,000 feet onto some snowgrass country interspersed with a series of bluffs and strewn with boulders, deer were picked up through the binoculars about half a mile away. After about an hour's stalk to get within 300 yards from their quarry, and having selected a suitable route with the wind in their favour and using the topography to their advantage, they found themselves in a small snowgrass basin well into the head of the stream. Fortunately, the deer had not sensed their presence, enabling the two men to watch the group, especially the stag, which was attempting to serve two of the hinds. Good times. It was Lockhead's turn to take the shot, which he did with accuracy to secure him his trophy. The stag was in prime condition and carrying the best set of antlers they had sighted during their entire trip. The carry-in was no easy task, and Lockhead recalls thinking twice about dumping it on several occasions, only to be prodded on by Doug Hood. Good on you, Doug. Crikey, imagine that, just living up there in the hills, wasted forever. It's a stunner as well. It looks real nice, and that heavy beam. Oof. Getting behind wire, start making some velvet. Anywho, E.W. Bunting, Henderson Burn, Glaznock Watershed, Stuart Mountains, Fiordland from 1950 is up next. Make sure you've hit that subscribe or follow button, whichever platform you're listening to. Make sure you've hit those 5 stars that are nearby as well, and shared it with anyone that's keen on hunting, especially you Southlanders. I've got the Southland Stags jumper on today. Gosh, this is probably 10 years old, 11 years old now, but what a team, what a jumper, and what a region. Make sure you're getting this out to your mates, and we'll see you next for EW Bunting. Enjoy. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer, Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011. All rights reserved.